remember. But in our agenda, we've got only two apologies, Honorable Zulu, Honorable Kovi, and Honorable Mkanandi. In our agenda for today, we are going to deal with the final mandate. We've got a problem of other provinces that needed, but it's to cost maybe we'll receive it. So at this time, we're going to start with the final mandate meeting on the restitution of land rights amendment bill, B-35E-2018-76. There's no need to introduce ourselves, at least we know each other. As Honorable Makonyane came in, thank you very much, at least now we are fine. We will start with the final mandate from the Eastern Cape. The name of the bill, where is this now? Name of the bill, the Restitution of Land Rights Amendment Bill, B-35E-2018. Date of deliberation, 24th March 2014. Vote of the legislature. The province votes in favor of the bill and mandates the Eastern Cape Permanent Delegate to the NSOP to vote in favor of the bill without further amendments. Signed by Honorable F. G. Carter, Speaker of the Legislature, on the 24th of 2014. Thank you. Is there any proposal? Or no, any second? Thank you very much. Any seconder? Honorable Makunyan. Yeah. The final mandate for Limpopo. Over to Honorable Makunyan. For Limpopo, they are restitution of land rights amendment.
Name of the bill, Restitution of Land Rights Amendment Bill, number of bill, B-35B-2018, date of deliberation, 18th March 2014, vote of the legislature, the NPOP permanent delegate to vote in favor of the bill. Signed, an E-No.
Thank you very much. Is there any proposal? Honorable Makaga, the second Honorable Mkhoro. Thank you very much. From Mpumalanga, there is no permanent delegate from Mpumalanga. I'll read it by myself. The name of the bill, Restitution of Land Rights Amendment Bill, number of the bill, B-35B-2018, date of deliberation, 21st March 2014, vote of the legislature, the delegation representing the province of Mpumalanga in the National Council of Provinces, thereby conferred with a mandate to vote in favor of the Restitution of Land Rights Amendment Bill, B-35B-2018, Honorable S.W. Lubisi, the Speaker of the Mpumalanga Legislature. Is there any proposal? Can you propose Honorable Makunya? Any seconder? Honorable Nen. Northern Cape?
Name of the bill? Institution of Land Rights Amendment Bill. Number of the bill B-35B of 2013, date of deliberation, Wednesday, 19th March 2014, vote of the legislature. The legislature votes in favor of the bill, signed by the Speaker. Thank you.
Is there any proposal? Any thank you very much. Thank you. Not worth the final mandate for the execution of the amendment. Name was the bill. For Northwest, name of the bill, the execution of land rights amendment bill, number of the bill, B35E2018 delivery, date of deliberation, 2nd March 2014, vote of the legislature, the pro-share legislature votes in favor of the amendment of the execution of land rights amendment bill. The bill should ensure fulfilled its legal mandate to protect, support, and build the capacity of traditional leadership. The bill should open claim for a period of 10 years and through June 2014. The bill should allow restitution of land of communities that were disposed of their land through land transfer to signed by Honorable M.P. Mapulane, Deputy Speaker of the Northwest. Is there any proposal? Okay, Honorable
M.P. Listen, this is a final mandate, not a negotiating mandate. There are certain terms and conditions there. I don't know whether you can accept. No, I accept it, but then they qualify. Do those conditions under me, or what is that? No.
Is there any proposal? Honorable O'Neill and Honorable Ford, thank you very much. Not by a wedding cake?
The Republic of Western Cape. The name of the bill, the restitution of the land rights amendment bill, roll number B35D, 2013, date of deliberation 20 March 2014. Vote of the legislature, the Western Cape Provincial Parliament, vote against the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Before we finish, I feel I must apologize on behalf of my top SpaceX, and the House is still on deliberating about all these bills.
So, I will read the motion. That in the opinion of the committee, the legislation is desirable to amend the Restitution of Land Rights Act 1984, so as to amend the cut of its forlodging a claim for restitution, to further regulate the appointment tenure of office, remuneration, and the terms and conditions of the of judges of the land claims court, to make further provisions for the assessment of claims, to create certain offences, to extend the minister's powers of delegation, and to provide for matters connected therewith. Is that not?
Sorry, Chair, I want to hand in my party, and I'm talking a party, what not provincial was, as for the minority report, because we, when our amendments were rejected, we withdrew support for the bill. And I just want this to be noted in the reports. Thank you, Chair. Chair, I've got a minority report from the Democratic Alliance, which rejects this bill because they proposed certain amendments in the National Assembly and they were not accepted yet. So I just want to submit my minority report so it can be recorded. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, I will not voting based on province here because we are covering the length of the province. That's why I supported the bill. I read in the bill of the provincial mandate where they don't support the bill. So if they can't come here the VA trying to submit something in writing because it don't represent the already written his mandate of the province, which is the first decision.
Okay.
I'm entitled to submit a minority report just for noting.
Yes, as said, it's noted. But as the Honourable Honour said, that we are dealing with the provincial mandate, as you know that you are a delegate from Truthy. Is there any mover in my motion? Honourable Forum Moore?
I move, Chair.
Seconder? Again, I will read the committee report. Report of the Select Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs on the Restitution of Land Rights Amendment Bill, the National Assembly Section 70, the State 25 March 2014. The Department of Rural Development and Land Reform Affairs briefed the committee on the 28th February 2014. On the restitution of land rights amendment bill B35B2013. The bill was referred to the committee on the 25th of February 2014. The Select Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs having deliberated on and considered the subject of the restitution of land rights amendment bill B35B2013, National Assembly, Section 75, referred to it and classified by the JTL as Section 76, agreed to the bill. Is there any mover? Honourable Makumiana moves and Honourable Mkoro seconds as they now sign. Thank you very much, Honourable members. We'll have a statement on the 27th of March with this bill, and the statement will be read by the chairperson of the committee, Mr. Speaker. That is the payment for this one.
just a quick question. That was very clear. Is it all now adopted?
Yes.
Okay.
The first one is adopted. We need a few more mandates for a few of the others, and we are also sure that it's 75.
Precious. Thank you.
Honourable members, let's go to number 4 in our agenda, the consideration and adoption of the property valuation bill B54D2020, that is session 75. We have dealt with this bill last week, but we didn't have the quorum to adopt it, but now we want to adopt that bill today because of that bill. And on the agenda is page 4. I'm going to read the motion of desirability, and then after that I'll ask the one member to propose the propose for adoption of the what is for this? Okay. And let me read the for the people. Okay. My advice is missing the we must vote first for the bill because we have dealt with the bill first and we didn't vote because it was short of the quorum on that day. So, Honourable Report?
I propose that we can the bill there, Chair. Thank you.
You must accept me. You accepted the bill, eh? Honourable Makube?
I second.
Accept, yeah. Thank you very much. Gary?
Thank you, Chair. My party rejects the bill. We reject it in the NA, and it goes together with land reform on valuation of ground. We reject it outright. Thank you, Chair.
Support the bill,
Chair. Support the bill. Chair, repeat, I support the bill. One against, so it means that the bill has been accepted. And let me read the motion of the desirability that in the opinion of the committee legislation is desirable to provide for the establishment, functions and powers of the office of the Valuer General to provide for the appointment and the responsibilities of the Valuer General to provide for the regulation of the violation of properties that has been identified for land reform, as well as the property that has been identified for acquisition or disposal by the police department, and provide for methods that connect the families. Is there any proposal? Honourable Olen, is there any seconder? Honourable Olen. Let me read the report of the committee. Report of the Select Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs on the Property Valuation Bill B54B2013, National Assembly Section 7, by the 25th March 2014. The Department of Rural Development and Land Reform briefed to the committee on 18th March 2014 the property valuation bill B54B2013. The bill was referred to the committee on the 12th March 2014. The Select Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs, having deliberated on and considered the subject of the property valuation bill B54B2013, National Assembly Section 7, respect to it and characterized by the JHM and Section 7 as bill, agrees to the bill without amendment.
You can assist me with the notable exception of myself, the DA. Thank you.
Is there any proposal? Honourable Honor, a second Honourable Mokuman. Thank you very much. What is this? There will also be a statement for this. Honourable Gareth, can you listen to me? There's also a statement for this on the 23rd March. Also, this one will be dealt by Mrs. Kukan. Thank you very much. Now, we have this on fighting our agenda consideration and possible adoption of the committee for the report. We all have the report and we all read the report. So I wanted to move for adoption of the report because we gave the members twist the report to read and then want the adoption of the report. Yes. Yeah, we're waiting for this amendment. That's why we're doing is there anyone who wants to adopt the report, Honourable Onel? Adopt the report and seconded by Honourable Makube. Honourable Mkhoro, so focus on that, yes. By Honourable Mkhoro, yes. We have Mina?
Yes.
Basically, we're going through the... Wow, no, we'll not fight for this one. Don't have that. And another one of them? Well, short for this. We're waiting for this
Thank you.
the minutes. Not 11, March. Everyone has got the minutes. 11, not March. On page 1, there's the names and spelling when checked on page 1, the attendance. On page 2 also, the attendance and the briefing by the department. Is there any move on page 1? Is there page 2? Page 3? Page 3? Please. Page 4? No objection. Page 5? And page 6, the last page. Can I send you this? Is there any proposal? Another from Makurela and the seconder? Another chair. Can I send you this? No, she's just out. She's coming. There's the other one for 18th of March. The first one, number one, is the name, the attendance. On page 1 and page 2. Page 3. Okay. Page 3. Page 4. Yes, so I'm going to say page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13, page 15, page 16, page 17, 18, page 19, 20, 21. Is there any mover? Honorable Makubera, seconder, honorable.
I second, sir.
Thank you. I think I must give the members the 5 minute break to check the provinces about this two final Monday. How many provinces, sir? Which provinces? Sorry, let me check the Gauteng. Did you not send us which one?
I'm sorry, members. Gauteng just submitted a mandate, but what they submitted was the report on all three bills. They didn't submit the actual front page mandate, which serves for the committee. So I'm going to be phoning them right now. Okay, for Nemla third, we need one more mandate, and then we'll have five from Limpopo. So I'm going to be phoning them now. Waste bill, we need from Limpopo and Gauteng. So I'll be phoning them now for this.
Thank you.
That's okay, I'll just prefer it.
So, I think we must wait
there's two provinces that are suffering, Limpopo and Gauteng. Here's the Daniel to say, we're not going to get it because they are going to deal with this today afternoon. So it's out. So we must wait for these two. I think we better wait. Because we're finishing the program, it's only these two that and those who are going to have another meeting at quarter to one. Here for mediation. Yeah. Yeah, for everyone of them. Yeah.
I'm working. Yeah, I'm going to check it one time. Why didn't you remind me that you forgot about you?
I'm not fine.
But you think that's it?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
National Environmental Law Amendment Bill. Cape or the Eastern Cape. The name of the bill, National Environmental Management Law, Third Amendment Bill, number of the bill, D26B, 2013, date of deliberation, 24th March, 2014, vote of the legislature, the process supports the bill and mandates the Eastern Cape delegate to the NCOP to vote in favor of adoption of the bill, signed by Honorable F. Carter, the Speaker of the Legislature. Is there any proposal? Honorable Makubela, propose any seconder? Thank you very much. I'm going to read the Gauteng. To the Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces. The name of the bill, National Environmental Laws Third Amendment Bill, number of the bill, B36B 2013, date of deliberation, 25th March 2014, vote of the legislature. The Gauteng provincial legislature supports the principle and the detail of the bill and therefore votes in favor of the National Environmental Laws Third Amendment Bill, signed by the Speaker of the Legislature, Lingwe Maseko. Is there any proposal?
Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, name of the bill. The National Environment Management Law Third Amendment Bill, number of Bill B26B of 2013, date of deliberation 25th March 2014, vote of the legislature, the SOP permanent delegate to vote in favor of the bill, signed Eno, Speaker of the Republican Legislature.
Thank you. Is there any progress? Any proposal? Honorable O'Neill proposal. Any seconder? Any seconder? Honorable from Pumalanga. Pumalanga. The name of the bill, name of the bill, National Environmental Management Laws, Third Amendment Bill, number of the bill, D26B 2013, date of deliberation, 20th March 2014. Vote of the legislature, the delegation representing the province of Mpumalanga in the National Council of Provinces is hereby conferred with a mandate to vote in favor of the National Environmental Management Law, Third Amendment Bill B26B, 2013, signed by the Speaker of the Legislature, Honorable S.W. Lubis. Is there any proposal? Honorable Makubela. Seconder? Honorable. Thank you very much. Northern Cape? National Environmental Law.
Right. Name of the bill, National Environmental Management Law, Third Amendment Bill. Number of the bill, D26B of 2013. Date of deliberation, Wednesday, 19 March 2014. Vote of the legislature, the legislature vote in signed by the Speaker. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any proposal? Honorable Makubela. Seconder? Seconder? Honorable Onesh. Northwest. The name of the bill, National Environmental Management Law, Third Amendment B. Number of the bill, 26B 2013, date of deliberation, 17th March 2014. Vote of legislature, the Northwest Provincial Legislature, vote in favor of the National Environmental Management Third Amendment Bill, signed by the Speaker of the Northwest Provincial Legislature, Honorable S.O.S. Makubela. Is there any proposal? Honorable Makubela, governed by Honorable Ford.
Thank you.
West Cape?
Chairperson, the name of the bill, the National Environmental Management Law, Third Amendment Bill, the number of bill is B26B 2013, date of deliberation is 20 March 2014, the vote of the legislature, the Western Cape Provincial Parliament votes against the bill.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So this vote in favor of the bill, one against the two or two. So let me read the MOD report that in the opinion of the committee on the National Environmental Management Law Amendment Bill, issued in 2015. That in the opinion of the committee legislation is desirable to amend the National Environmental Management Act 1998 so as to amend certain definitions and to define certain words and expressions to provide for the review of environmental management instruments to provide for minimum information requirements to be included under environmental management instruments to provide for the minister responsible for mineral resources to be the competent authority for environmental matters insofar as they relate to prospective exploration, mining or production of mineral and petroleum resources, to empower the minister to take an environmental decision insofar as to relate to prospective exploration, mining or production instead of the minister responsible for mineral resources under certain circumstances, to clarify the provision relating to integrated environmental authorization, to strengthen the financial provision in the Act, to provide for the consultation with state departments, to provide for the management of residue, stockpiles and residue deposits, to empower the Director General of the Department responsible for mineral resources to issue Section 28 directives insofar as they relate to prospective exploration, mining or production, to empower the Minister responsible for mineral resources to designate environmental mineral resource inspectors within the department responsible for mineral resources for compliance, monitoring and enforcement of provisions insofar as they relate to processing, exploration, mining or production, to provide the minister with the power to direct environmental management inspectors to perform compliance, monitoring and enforcement duties instead of mineral resource inspectors under certain circumstances, to empower the contract head of the department to delegate a function entrusted to him or her under this act, to provide for the suspension of a decision on receipt of an appeal to provide for appeals against directives, to further provide for the power of the minister to make regulations, to provide for consultation in event that an act of parliament or regulation are amended that impact on the agreement, to provide for the criteria for coordination application in the case of appeal that relates from prospecting, exploration, mining or production, National Environmental Management Act 2008, so as to insert certain definitions, to empower the minister to prohibit or restrict waste management activities in certified geographical areas, to empower the minister responsible for mineral resources to be the licensing authority to issue waste management license insofar as it relates for prospecting, exploration, mining or production activities of the mineral and petroleum resources, to empower the minister responsible for mineral resources to delegate a function entrusted to him or her under this act, National Environmental Management Act 208, so as to provide for transitional arrangements, to amend the commencement provision and to delete certain absolute provision, and to provide for matters connected therewith, Is there any proposal?
I propose that.
Thank you. Let me read the committee report. Report of the Select Committee on Land Environmental Affairs on the National Environmental Management Law Amendment Bill, B26B2013 National Assembly Section 76, dated 26 March 2014. It does not address environmental affairs with the committee on the 28th February 2014 on the National Environmental Management Law, 3rd Amendment B, B26, B26, the bill was referred to the committee on the 27th February 2014. The Select Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs, having deliberated and considered the subject of the National Environmental Management Law, 3rd Amendment B, B26, B26, the National Assembly, Section 7, referred to it and classified by the JTM and Section 7 bill agrees to the bill. Is there any proposal? Honorable O'Neill and second Honorable Makule. Thank you very much. Now we're going to wait. According to the Waste National Environmental Management Waste Amendment Bill, B32B2013, the Eden Cape 1, date of deliberation 21st March 2014, vote of the legislature, the province supports the bill and mandates Eastern Cape delegate to the SOP to vote in favor of the adoption of the bill signed by Honorable Speaker of the legislature, Honorable Castle. Is there any proposal? Proposed by Honorable Makubela. Seconded? Not you, Ankonyane. Any seconded? Honorable Khor. Thank you. Helping. The name of the bill, National Environmental Management Waste Amendment Bill. Number of the bill, B32B2013. Date of deliberation, 25th March 2014. Vote of the legislature, the Gauteng provincial legislature supports the principle and detail of the bill and therefore votes in favor of the National Environmental Management Waste Amendment Bill signed by Honorable Speaker Lindiwe Maseko. Is there any proposal? Honorable Makunyana, seconded by Honorable Mkhoro. Thank you. Mpompo?
To Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, name of the bill. National Environmental Management Waste Amendment Bill. Number of the bill, B32B of 2013. Date of deliberation, 25th March 2014. Vote of the legislature, the NCO permanent delegate to vote in favor of the bill. Signed, Speaker of the Liberal Legislature.
Thank you very much. Is there any proposal? Honorable proposal, is there any seconder? Honorable. Thank you. Mpumalanga, name of the bill, National Environmental Management Waste Amendment Bill. Number of the bill, B32B2013. Date of deliberation, 20th March 2014. Vote of the legislature, the delegation representing the province of the Mpumalanga in the National Council of Provinces is hereby concerned with their mandate to vote in favor of the National Environmental Management Waste Amendment Bill, B32B2013, signed by Honorable S.W. Lumisi, the Speaker of the Legislature. Is there any proposal? Honorable Mapela, seconded? Honorable O'Neill. Madam Kirk?
Name of the bill, National Environmental Management Waste Amendment Bill. Number of the bill, B32B of 2013. Date of deliberation, Wednesday, 19th March 2014. Vote of the legislature. The legislature votes in favor of the bill. Signed by the Speaker. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Is there any proposal? Honorable Makubela. Any seconder? I want the second now in the bill. Honorable O'Neill. Northwest, the number of the bill, name of the bill is National Environmental Management Law of Waste Management Bill. Number of the bill, B32B2013. Date of deliberation, 17th March 2014. Vote of legislature, the provincial legislature does not vote in favor of the amendment of the National Environmental Management Waste Amendment Bill to allow for further consultation on the bill signed by Honorable S.O.R. Makope, the Speaker of the Northwest. There's no way to vote for the personal attention.
Chairperson, to the chairperson of the NCLP, name of the bill of the National Environmental Management Waste Management Amendment Bill. The number bill B32B 2013, date of deliberation the 20th March 2014. The vote of the legislature, the Western Cape Provincial Parliament votes against the bill.
Thank you. How many votes? Five provinces vote in favor of the bill, so it means that the bill voted in favor of it, so we'll proceed. I'll read the MOC. That in the National Environmental Management Waste Amendment Bill, B32B2020, that in the opinion of the committee resolution, it is desirable to amend the National Environmental Management Waste Act 2008 so as to substitute and delete certain definitions to exclude the department from the spheres of government that are required to combine integrated waste management plans to require the NEC responsible for waste management to act in conference with the minister when the certain persons to compile and submit industry waste management plans, to provide for the exclusion of the provincial department responsible for waste management from the requirement to comply an industry waste management plan, to establish a pricing strategy, to provide for the content and application of the pricing strategy, to establish the waste management bureau, to provide for the determination of policy and the minister's oversight in relation to the Waste Management Bureau, to provide for the determination of policy and the minister's oversight in relation to the Waste Management Bureau, to provide for the offset, functions, funding, financial management, reporting, and auditing, immovable property of the Waste Management Bureau, to provide for the employees of the Waste Management Bureau, to provide for the appointment and function of the Chief Executive Officer of the Waste Management Bureau, to prescribe certain matters in relation to the Waste Management Bureau, to provide for transitional provisions in respect of existing industry waste management plans, and to provide for matters connected therewith. Is there any proposal? Honorable Onner and seconded by Honorable Maskobe. I'll read the report. Report of the Select Committee on Land Environmental Affairs on the National Environmental Management Waste Amendment Bill, B32B 2013, National Assembly, Section 76, dated 25th March 2014. The Department of Environmental Affairs Brief Committee on the 28th of 2014 on the National Environmental Management Waste Amendment Bill, B32B 2013, the bill was referred to the committee on the 27th of 2014. The Select Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs has deliberated on and considered the subject of the National Environmental Management Waste Amendment Bill B32B 2013, National Assembly Section 76, and classified by the JTM as Section 76 bill agrees to the bill. Is there any proposal? Oh, the Honorable...
I propose it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think, thank you, Honorable Members. Where's my agenda? We're done with our agenda, but we have not yet finished. Because at what time? At 1:15 there's a mediation for ICM. So at 1:45 when is the at 1:15 we'll meet with the NCC members at 1:15 here in this venue again. So at 1:15 we have the meeting. So thank you very much. Still with the environmental affairs staff. So for the meeting of today, for the meeting of now, I'll say we are done with it, we are finished. And I would just say for the honorable members or this official goodbye to campaign nicely and to Darius. I will say to you, try, work hard to beat us, but it will be very hard for you. It will be very hard, but I will say good luck. but God of us want these honorable members to come back to the venue. Oh, okay, again, yes. Yeah. We're going to have statements for the restitution of land rights bill 76 is going to be done by Mrs. Regani. For the National Environmental Management Law Amendment Bill, the statement is going to be read by Mrs. Magaza. National Environmental Management Waste Amendment Bill 76, the statement is read by Honorable Horror. For the Protected Areas Amendment Bill is going to be read by Honorable Magunyan. And then Property Valuation Bill Section 5 is going to be read by Mrs. Kukani again. There's no? There's no statement. Okay, the meeting has been adjourned for the minute.
Property valuation.